Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good afternoon to all of you who are listening to Stand in the Gap Today across this country, in many, many, many states, and perhaps around the world, even on the internet. Actually, we know that that's happening. This is Sam Rohr, and David Kistler and I will be holding down the program today. We are thrilled, again, that you are with us, and we apologize for some of the problems we had yesterday. We had a Microsoft update on the server, so for some of you who were listening on the internet, you had a little bit of a gap for a moment, and I appreciate some of the quick work of some of you listeners who contacted me and said we can't hear, and so we were able to get that straightened away. It was one of those things that happened with Microsoft, wasn't our problem. I mean, but it was our problem, but we didn't cause it. Let's put it that way. But all the reason why we like to hear from you, something comes up like that, and we like to hear from you on good comments. And with that, I want to again recognize today three new stations here in Pennsylvania that are joining us now ongoing: WFBM Beaver Springs, Pennsylvania, WFBV in Sellens Grove, and WFBA in Culpmont, Pennsylvania. That's in the middle part of the state. For those of you who may not know where that area are, great area of the state, great listeners, and we are thrilled that all of you are a part of the Stand in the Gap Today radio network, and we hope that we hear from you. I also want to just mention to all of those who are listening, before I get into introducing the program for today, is that we have our new website. Please get in the habit of going there, standinthegapradio.com, standinthegapradio.com, and there you can find the archives of all of the past programs of this station, of this program, Stand in the Gap Today, of the program we do on the weekend that's on over 160-some stations across the country, Stand in the Gap Weekend, and then the Minute program, Stand in the Gap Daily. All of those can be there and found in archives with a little bit of a title description. I encourage you to go there, pull them down, listen to them, listen to back programs of this program we're even here today, which will be posted likely tomorrow. So generally a day afterwards, you can pick up the program from the day before. You can also go there, folks, put down your questions and comments. We really, really do want to hear from you. And so if you have a question that you'd like us to cover on the program, we'll pick that up and we'll try to work it into the answering of the program in the day ahead and so forth as we go. So I'd say it up front and encourage you to go there. So anyway, let me get that out of the way. That's important information, but let me tell you where we're going to go today. I want you to stay tuned because you're going to enjoy this program. Dave and I are going to take the issues of the day like we normally do. A couple items here we'll touch on. And then we're going to go to a guest with us again today. Jeff Nicholas will be our returning guest. If you recall, and we're listening a couple weeks ago, Jeff was with us. He was a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, and he knows the tactical analysis of how things work with special forces and military perspective. And we had a tremendous time as he took and he laid out to us last time how we can take these standard operating procedures used militarily to help as much as possible ensure success and apply it to our Christian life, and how we can evaluate the issues of the day. We're going to have him back with us in the second and third segment, and we're going to look at some issues of the day from a perspective that will help us to bring clarity out of confusion. Certainly, we're seeing a lot of confusion if we listen to the news today. Well, Dave, let's go right into it. News of the day, you can't get away from it. Hillary just can't stay out of the news, although she's trying to. But the thing that really can't stay out of the news is her emails, which she says that she had no problem with. And what's the problem? 60,000 of those she said she sent, and none of them were a problem. But today we're finding that, well, at least in this report, State Department says just under 18,000 of Hillary's missing emails contained classified data. If I figure that right, that's almost 30%. She's not too far off when she says it wasn't much of an issue, was she?
Well, Sam, she's not far off at all if you're referring to Washington, D.C. speak. That's the way they refer to these things. But, Sam, she is, they say in North Carolina, she's in a heap of trouble. I mean, she's in a lot of trouble. 30%, and we're not even near done. At least the State Department's not near done, or the FBI's not near done investigating these State Department emails that are being released. And here's what's very, very intriguing, Sam, and that is this. One of those emails that was released by the State Department in this last batch included a request on the part of Hillary Clinton for a book called Send. This is the title of the book, subtitle, Why People Email So Badly and How to Do It Better, by David Shipley and Will Shalby. And that book basically is a book that's supposed to educate an individual on how to successfully delete and permanently delete emails. So the obvious question that is being asked is, why would Hillary be pursuing that book so that she might learn, evidently, on her part, how to better delete emails? Now, the book costs $9.99. And, you know, maybe she would want to get her her money back for that book if she actually purchased it. Though I think the report, Sam, says she was actually wanting to borrow one. But all of this that I'm referring to about this book is coming out in a report released by Jonathan Carl of ABC. And this has been out there now for a couple of days. Jonathan's been reporting on it. So, Sam, she is in a lot of trouble. And this may be the proverbial final nail in her campaign coffin that keeps her from not only not becoming the next president of the United States, but not even becoming the Democratic nominee. And to be honest with you, Sam, I pray that is the case. For far too long, the Clintons have gotten by with just about anything they've done, and they think they are above the law. It is high time Hillary and Bill face the music.
Well, Dave, I agree with you fully, and this is a lesson. We point this out here, and, you know, we point this out because it's an issue of the day. I don't point it out. We don't point it out with glee. But we do, as you say, do wish and hope and pray for that justice happens, because no one can or should be above the law. And ultimately, people like her or anybody else think they're above the law will ultimately one day bow before the Lord Jesus himself. So they're ultimately never going to get away. They may get away in this life, but, you know, in a practical sense, what we're talking about here, Dave, is not just the fact that she has lied and her group of people around her have lied about what they have done, and they've tried to avoid and evade the system in order for the tracking purposes and to assure security. But the problem, it says even in the State Department report I'm seeing here, the real problem is that the intelligence community's inspector general has raised concerns that this classified information had traversed the system. What that means is this depth of classified information that was should have been withheld and private, which was the reason it should have been a part of a protected server system. They have no idea who's accessed it. They have no idea who's hacked into it. They don't know for sure at this point who they directly communicated with. Were they talking directly with the Chinese? Were they in fact selling secure information directly to the Russians? You know, they were getting a lot of money, and they have got a lot of money from these folks. So, Dave, this is a big issue, and this is why we are concerned about this.
Well, Sam, it is. And Numbers 32:23 says this, be sure your sin will find you out. And it looks as if that is in process right now with Hillary Clinton.
Well, Dave, that's the lesson for right now. Hillary Clinton, or whoever you are, you will not ultimately get away with breaking the law and ultimately God's law. So, folks, you're listening to Stand in the Gap today. This is Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler today. Stay with us. Our guest, Jeff Nicklaus, will be back with us on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about how to take and analyze the issues of the day and come to clarity out of a point of confusion. Stay with us. We will be right back.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church.
In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500, or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing, as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today and how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way. Come on, come on.
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back to Standing a Gap Today. This is Sam Rohr and David Kistler. We are the hosts today on this program. And again, we are thrilled to death that you are with us. And we trust that this next couple of segments, next half hour, you're going to make a point to stay with us through its entirety. You will be blessed and benefit, we hope and trust, by what we cover in this next session. As I said before the break, our guest here at this next half hour section of the program is Jeff Nicholas. for a bit of a reminder for those who did hear or for those who did not hear, Jeff comes to us with a rich blend of perspectives. He has degrees in forestry, business management, aeronautics. He was a military helicopter pilot, part of the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. He was a part of the group that actually flew in Somalia, from which the movie Black Hawk Down was made. Many of you have seen that. He was a part of that group who actually went in. I could share a lot more about him, but he is also somebody who has taken the training that he's received in the military and applied it very well to that which the scripture lays out. And the application of these two things together is what we tended to cover a little bit last time he was on, and we're going to take and build that out today. I will tell you, folks, where we hope to go with this, and then I'm going to welcome Jeff officially at that point. But where we hope to go with this today, which is why I want you to listen to it, is that Dave and I, and Gary, as we're on this program, we try to often talk about the issues of the day from a biblical and constitutional perspective. It doesn't often happen in the news out there in the world. And the result of it is, between all of the news that's happening, all of the headlines, most of which are distorted and manipulated, it's very difficult for people to come to a proper conclusion and an analysis of determining what's true, what's not true, what's manipulation, what's genuine, transparent truth. And as a result, we either get stuck in a category of either believing a lie or just turning everything off, putting our fingers in our ears or our hands over our eyes because we can't handle everything. But in fact, we cannot and we should not and we must not do that. There is a way to analyze what is before us, and we must do that. Today, we're going to walk through that process. Jeff Nicholas, thank you for being with us and being back with us again today on Staying in the Gap Today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sam. Glad to be here, guys.
Jeff, if we can, I'd like to jump right into this because there's a lot to cover. I want you to go through just very quickly the process that you laid out last time for us. We were talking about the strategic view for successful military operations, and there was a procedure that you walked through, 5 points I think you told us, or whatever it was there. I want you to go through it again, hit those points like a one-line description, and then I want to take and move further into the application of that if we can. If you could just review those for us, please.
Sure. Basically, anytime you conduct a military operation, it's given in what's called a 5-paragraph op order. That's situation. What are we facing? The first thing we brief in situation is our enemy. The next thing we go over is a mission overview. And then execution is the nitty-gritty of how that operation is going to take place, followed by service and support. Where do we get our logistics? Who's going to do what? And then command and signal. Who's the chain of command and how are we going to communicate? The glue that holds all these little events together is what we call it our standard operating procedures, or our SOPs. And standard operation procedures are simply this. They are core plans that you use for mission planning, briefing, training, and execution to include contingencies that you commit to memory and use in the absence of a brief change. In other words, if you don't tell me anything else, I'm going to fall back on the SOP. Becoming a Christian, my SOP, my standard operating procedures is now the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. And part of that is Psalm 119:11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Those are the things that we commit to memory, and we know that God does not change.
So, Jeff, in real life, before we get into the application here of it, you've actually been a part of military operations where, could you say, testify to the fact that had these things we're going to talk about further, if they had not been in place, or if they're not in place, is there any reliable hope that a operation will be successful without these being in place?
Yeah. I'd recommend people go back to the August 5th show. We go into detail about that. But, yes, if you go rogue, if you don't trust your chain of command, in our case, would be the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't trust the SOP, which is the Bible, you decide to go rogue based on your own opinions or thoughts or your conceived notions, then you are definitely going to have mission failure.
And, of course, we can't afford to have that in this life. We can't afford, and of course, God has given us the ability to be more than conquerors, put it in these terms, through him who loved us, if we know and apply, and we do that. So let's follow that procedure, that analysis, Jeff. Walk us into the next step here, if you could, and then Dave and I want to talk to you about the application of that. But walk into the next step of taking these five basic elements, and how now do you take a circumstance where there is data all around you, there are circumstances that are swirling and moving and back and forth, how do you take and put these things together to come to a point of actually being able to determine where you are and then the next steps of what to do?
Okay. Well, that's a mouthful. Basically, as we walk in this world, we have to realize, and I've had to do this myself, I had to flush a lot of my old thoughts, because I used to get tied up into the political ramifications of the day, so on and so forth. Well, reading Ephesians 6, Paul says, we fight not a battle against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual warfare. So therefore, we have to take our old preconceived notions and flush them down the toilet and realize that everything needs to be approached through spiritual application, and that no man will ever fix our problems. And also, when we see these things going on in the world, whether biblical or extra-biblical, there's a few things we need to understand. First, who is our enemy? The Bible describes clearly who our enemy is, which is Satan, and he's out to destroy us no matter what, to deceive us, distract us, and get us off mission. He's got his propaganda, his psychological warfare, his espionage, and everything in place, and he's had so for millennia to keep us down. Our mission, then, is to take an overview of what are we supposed to do. We are supposed to... the overview of our mission is we're supposed to tell people about Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:18-20. The Bible itself, the epistles of Paul, talk about our execution. How do we get into the nitty-gritty of executing the mission and walking in the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:20? How do we tell other people and ready to hold a defense, 1 Peter 3:15? Paul even goes on to say that in the last days perilous times will come. I would recommend everybody to read 2 Timothy 2:3-4 to get a real good picture of where we're at. And so as we look at these different things that are going on, we trust in God's word because we know it's our SOP, we know God is trustworthy, and we start weighing these things based on Scripture, and we can also look at extra-biblical things in light of Scripture, and even though we may not believe in those things, for example, Islam, we can look at why other people are so into them and look at their prophecies and their beliefs, so on and so forth, and we can make very good, sound decisions based upon a reasonable man concept of where things are heading. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us and give us discernment. We can bounce that off God's word, and we have prayer. We know that God is our commander-in-chief, the command and signal portion, so we pray and ask God for knowledge and discernment and understanding when wading through all this information. I hope that helps.
Jeff, let me ask you a quick question here, and I thought it was so interesting that you used the phrase going rogue, and if I could just have you apply this, can you take this entire situation that you've just laid out, the standard operating procedure, and take what has been going on with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and what she has done, having her own email server. If she were in the military and she had, quote unquote, gone rogue and had violated the standard operating procedure, what would be her fate if she were an individual in the armed forces of the United States military?
If she were a military member, and, you know, like we were talking before the show, where there's smoke, there's fire. She would be guilty of several things, the most important one being treason. And being in such a position like that, the higher the position, the higher the fall should be, because you are responsible for the lives of your citizens. And so I would also convict her of, you know, basically espionage. Like you said, no one knows. Are they doing this on purpose to... leave our secrets with China? We know that President Clinton did some swaps with technology for submarines and propeller technology with the Chinese. So basically, you're looking at time in Leavenworth, dishonorable discharge, and you're going to be there for a very long time.
So what you're saying, Jeff, in essence, is this. She would be convicted, if she were in the military, of treason, of committing crimes relative to espionage, which, of course, is an act of treason against the United States of America. And she would be obviously totally disqualified from being certainly commander-in-chief of the United States of America. She would be disqualified from being president.
Right. And not only her, those complicit with her who were covering up for her or helping her get under the radar with this stuff, and it's not going to work. It's eventually going to be, the truth is going to be told.
Well, thank you, Dave and Jeff, and I think that's a tremendous thing we're talking about. This approach that Jeff's talking about and is going to share further is not just to ensure successful operations, but it's also to ensure accountability for things that are done. Jeff, when you come back, I want you to explain the whole concept of triangulation and how you take and apply this to the whole issue. So, folks, stay with us as we go into this Fox News break here. This is Sam Rohrer, Dave Kistler. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence, which established the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is talking about his plan to repeal and replace Obamacare if elected president.
We call it the Day One Patient Freedom Plan.
It includes tax credits based on age, not income, to help people pay for private health insurance. And he lets states, he says, control more regulations.
Make health care more efficient, more effective, and more accountable by empowering the states.
He spoke in Minnesota. Plans for direct flights to Cuba.
Currently, American citizens are only allowed to visit Cuba by charter flights for specific purposes, such as family visits or so-called people-to-people cultural exchanges. But the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the White House is working on a deal that would allow airlines to establish daily service between the U.S. and Cuba as soon as this December.
Fox News Radio's John Decker at the White House. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson, 1800.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back to Stand in the Gap Today. This is Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler with our special guest today, Jeff Nicklaus. And we are in the process of kind of walking through the whole approach of how we can take and apply or interpret really the conflicting issues of the day and put it into a perspective that allows us to come to a point of decision and to act upon it. Now, Jeff, on the other side of the break, Dave asked you a question about how what you were sharing would apply to the issue of what's developing with Hillary Clinton. And then I came back and I asked you to expand upon what we had talked about sometime before relative to the issue or the principle of triangulation. Take that now, if you could, and build upon it what you shared with the 5 points. And what is the concept of triangulation, and how do you take and apply it to that circumstance or something else that we may talk about here on the program?
Sure. If you don't mind, let me give you a little backup to that. First of all, in the military operation, situational awareness is always key. And we get our situation awareness through intel, through observations, so on and so forth. Guys actually going in human intelligence, signal intelligence, so on and so forth. And you take that information and you apply it to the plan based on what you know is going on around you. And so situational awareness is key. And I believe that 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about that. And now I'm a firm believer that we live in the days where Jesus Christ will come back very soon. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write you, for the day of the Lord comes as a thief." And a lot of people stop there, but they need to go on and read in verse 4, "But you are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief." So in my heart, God has put on my heart to observe and to watch what's going on in the world so that I can, you know, really kind of, you know, right through the lens of Scripture, really kind of put a reasonable man concept to what's going on. And sometimes it takes you in some crazy areas, but it's not because I want to go there. It's just that's where the data leads. So when you apply, and I started viewing this as, well, if you look in old navigation, basically as an airplane or helicopter, you would fly along a geographic line known as your course line. And through triangulation, whether it's either tuning up radio navigational aids or looking at other pieces of terrain, by knowing 3 other points, I can tell you exactly where I'm at. Well, I applied this to the principle of what I termed spiritual triangulation. But instead of a geographic course line, we use time. So what's going on in time, and just like on a course line, hopefully we know where we're at that point to be able to look at these other 3 things. We know we have a day, and that's today. So we know where we are today. And by looking at the events in the world, we can start putting together some pretty interesting pieces of the puzzle to develop very plausible and realistic idea of what's going on in the world around us. So, you know, one of the things that I look at Israel, I look at the Middle East, and through these are a whole bunch of subtopics. Russia, the world economy, extra-biblical items such as ancient cultures, what they believe, science and technology, what's going on in the cosmos, morality and social issues, Islam, natural disasters, so on and so forth, and man-made disasters. So this issue with Hillary Clinton, I believe, really falls under the morality and social issues. Because if you look in 2 Timothy 3, it says perilous times will come. It talks about people lovers of themselves, so on and so forth. And here you have a very egotistical, narcissistic type of person that's been steeped in so much power over the years. They don't know how to live outside of that and believe that they're above the law. And, Hosea in chapter 4 talks about my people perish for lack of knowledge. So I think it's important to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on around us in the world. Apply it to the Bible, apply it to biblical prophecy, and then start making some educated, reasonable expectations of what's happening.
Yeah, analysis. So repeat that again. Time, and what was the other one that are part of this issue for spiritual triangulation?
Instead of a geographic line, mm-hmm. we're using time. For example, in Islam, and I'm not going to go off on this because this could be for another show, Islamic people with their prophecies of the Mahdi appearing, Ahmadinejad, whenever he went to the UN and spoke, he always prayed in Islamic prayer. And he believes that the Mahdi, who is the Islamic Messiah, is alive and ready to be revealed, and that their job is to create chaos in the world in order for the Mahdi to appear and bring order out of chaos. Isn't that interesting? I think that's Norvus Ordo Seclorum, order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Or that may be New World Order, but you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
And so they believe this guy is alive. And one of their prophecies is the fact that the Mahdi will show up, enter a 7-year peace deal with Israel, will rule and raid the world with Jesus Christ, and at the end of 7 years fight the devil and his angels, which is the antithesis of what the Christian worldview talks about. That's just one small example of the things I'm talking about. So based on this, based on the world economy, based on what's happening in science and technology, you can start gathering and start intersecting time to where, look at natural disasters, how they're increasing in number. Look at Fukushima. You look at all the things that's going on with
artificial intelligence. Let's just take Fukushima as an example here, Jeff. A lot of people may even say, Fukushima, what are you talking about? It's something that back in March 2011, the three nuclear plants in Japan, were overcome with a tsunami, and it was a disaster. A lot of people were killed, a lot of issues going on there, but our press has not really done much about that, never covered it very much, although if anybody Googles it, they will find a lot of information. It's a real issue there, and we look at that, and I say, let's take that as an example. It's one of those things that came up. It was the news of the day for a long time, then it disappeared. But if you take this whole process here and look at that, if that event, and say, all right, look at it on a continuum here of what we're talking about. Was that major event? Should we look at that? Should we be looking at it now? Does it impact us even now? Take and apply some of these principles to that event. I'm sure anything we say probably is going to be news to most people listening, but should be there.
I ask people about Fukushima, and some of them say, you know, Fuka what? You know, they don't really know what it is, or they know that it was a tsunami, and they knew there was some explosions at a power plant, so on and so forth. Just to give you an idea, they don't know where the cores are. There's three of them, basically, that went into the China syndrome. Anybody that would go near those buildings right now would be dead in 5 minutes. All the robots they've sent in there have all fried, either due to radiation or heat. They have no idea what the cores look like. And this is as March 28, 2015. The chief of the Fukushima nuclear power station admitted that the technology needed to decommission the three melted down reactors does not exist, and he has no idea how it will be developed. He conceded that the stated goal of decommissioning the plant by 2051 may be impossible without a giant technological leap. Another plant official went on to say, centuries may pass before humans find a way to deal with the molten cores. We have no idea what to do. The technology does not exist. You know, a lot of people say that the radiation, I mean, it required 1 million gallons an hour to cool these reactors before. Now all they've been doing to keep these reactors cool, and there's a whole plethora of information, how they lowered the seawall down 25 meters so it'd be easier to pump water out of the ocean. If they would have left the seawall where it was at, it'd probably be a non-issue at Fukushima. There is so much radiation being poured into the oceans every day, and, you know, all the wildlife, if you can just Google it now, all the wildlife, the crabs that are washing up, the polar bears that are bleeding, that have open sores, their fur's falling out, the same with birds and fish. Fishing on the west coast of the United States, people can look this up, is done. They're not fishing there this year because all the fish are gone, or they're dead, or the ones they're catching, either they're bleeding from their gills or bleeding from their eyes, and their skin is sloughing off. Mainstream media is saying, well, it's global warming that's causing this, or it's a red bloom algae. The fact of the matter is they're not looking at the whole idea of the radiation in the Pacific from Fukushima, which has had hundreds of tons of very radioactive water ever since 2011.
So Jeff, I'm going to jump in because I've just got a couple minutes left before we have to leave with you. We bring this up as an issue to say, live issue, it didn't disappear. It has ongoing impacts. And if we do not take this kind of analysis that you're laying out, but rather just cover our eyes, it will affect us. And what we're saying in this case, this is an example of something that is continuing to affect us. Dave, do you have a question for Jeff before we let him go here?
You know I do, Sam. And I think, Jeff, this is outstanding stuff that you're sharing. I hear periodically, not a lot, but I hear people say this relative to end-time events, you know, catastrophic events like what happened at the Fukushima power plant. Well, you know, all of this stuff that's going to happen in the end time, I don't really need to know much about it. The Lord's coming back. I'm going to be out of here anyway. What you're saying is, from a situational awareness standpoint, we must know about these things. They are important. They will impact us. And hiding our head in the sand is not a solution.
Hosea chapter 4, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
And with that,
for us to be able to rightly divide the word of God and share the gospel.
Absolutely. And with that, Jeff Nicholas, thanks for being with us today. That's a good way to leave it. We perish for lack of knowledge. We're telling you how we need to have knowledge and how to analyze it. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back. Dave and I will here on Stand in the Gap today after these announcements. This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told the crowd of a man who planned a great supper. He commanded his servant to invite many guests, and he did, yet few came. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. The crowds missed his point, so Jesus was even more direct. He said, "If any come to me and hate not his parents, wife, children, family, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. If he's not willing to forsake his own ambitions for me, he cannot be my disciple. If he refuses to be real salt, he cannot be my disciple." Jesus' point was that there's no such thing as a secret disciple. If your love for Jesus Christ is not clearly superior to your love for friends and family, if your love for Christ is superseded by your own ambitions, or if your salt is not salty, then you're not a true disciple. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network asking you, can anyone see that God's first in your life? Remember, there are no secret disciples.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
In 1778, George Washington said in Valley Forge, "If having pleased the almighty ruler of the universe to defend the cause of the United States, and finally to raise up a powerful friend among the princes of the earth, to establish our liberty and dependence upon a lasting foundation, it becomes us to set apart a day of gratefully acknowledging the divine goodness and celebrating the important event which we owe to his divine interposition."
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back. This is Sam Rohr with David Kistler, and we hope, folks, that you've enjoyed the program so far today and our guest, Jeff Nicholas, in the two segments just prior to this. But as we try to wrap this up today, which we try to do in the last segment, Dave, I want to go back to you here and say, I want to know from you, what stood out to you from what Jeff was sharing from his experience as a military strategist and what he has experienced in real life on that front and the application we're trying to make to the Christian life, but really for any citizen who wants to be informed and knowledgeable. Mention anything that would help if it's a good summary for folks as we're looking into this last segment here.
Well, Sam, I think the takeaway for me today is this, and it goes back to the comment I made right as we were exiting the last segment. You know, I hear so many people, whether they be believers that say this or whether they're just citizens of the United States that may not be believers in Jesus Christ, when it comes to difficult things, whether it be end time discussion or whether it be the discussion of what's happening in our country, what's happening globally. I hear people say this all the time. Well, you know, I don't concern myself with that. Christians will say, well, you know, the rapture is going to occur. We're going to be out of here. I don't need to worry about that. Unsaved citizens say, well, you know what? Everything is just going to hell in a handbasket. So I don't worry myself about that. I don't read the newspaper. I don't watch the news. I don't pay attention. The problem I have with that and the problem anyone should have with that is exactly what Jeff was sharing. In the military, if you're going to be successful, you have to have what he referred to as situational awareness. You got to know what's going on. You got to know who your enemy is. You got to know what your enemy believes. You got to know what they have laid out as a strategy to defeat you. And burying your head in the sand, whether it be from a citizen standpoint or from a Christian standpoint, is not a viable option. There is nothing redemptive about that. We must know what's going on in our world because, Sam, it serves, as Jeff said at the end of the segment, it serves as a significant motivator to share the gospel and to do so in a well-informed way. One of the things I notice in the scripture is that Jesus, when he would preach, would take situations from the day in which he lived. Luke 13 being a prime example, where he talks about something that happened in the city of Jerusalem, the collapse of a tower near the Pool of Siloam, and he uses that as a stimulus to preach a message on repentance. One of the things Dr. Billy Graham has done well down through the years, no matter where he was holding a crusade, he took advantage of what was going on in the city or in the environment around him, and he would use those as illustrations as he would share the gospel. So being aware of what's going on around us is critical. It is not something that is coincidental or something that is non-essential. It's absolutely critical that we know what's going on. That's what this program's about, Sam. Help people understand what's going on because we need to know.
Well, absolutely. And of course, you know, anybody who's listening who is a believer in Jesus Christ, I've heard the phrase, we're to occupy till he comes. Well, To occupy means we're not to be sitting on our hands. It means we are to be about the task for which we have been commissioned. And we are commissioned as a soldier. We've talked about that with Jeff, and that comparison is very clear. We understand that. We're engaging spiritual wickedness all the way around us. If we don't know that enemy, how in the world can we be successful? We're ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We are commissioned to go out and represent our King. Well, if we don't know the King, or we don't know the message, and we don't know the audience to whom we are supposed to be carrying a message, how in the world are we supposed to do it? This is not, Dave, rocket science, as you're talking about. Yet I think we approach these kinds of things with far too much complexity and haphazardly. And we're going to answer to God, I believe, for that, because of that fact. You know, folks, as you're listening to Dave and I talk about this point, if you were with us yesterday, we had Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. And we've had him on this program from time to time, and we were talking about what's happening right now with Russia and Ukraine beginning to go to war. Where we talked about what's happening in Israel right now, live, as we are speaking, it is happening there. And Jimmy made the thing clear to us that you have to start with what the Bible says and what God's plan has he's laid out prophetically in Scripture says. That's what Jeff is talking about, the standard operating procedures. What does the Bible say? And then you take all these other things and you start to lay them down on top of that, and all of a sudden they begin to make sense.
Sam, you know, if I could jump in, and I'm sorry to interrupt, Sam, but you know, what you're saying is so critical. The reason our country is not functioning in any way remotely close to the way our founders intended, and certainly in no way close to the way God intended, is because our leadership has jettisoned the standard operating procedures. And I'm talking about the Word of God. They are no longer following mm-hmm. the Commander in Chief, which is the sovereign God of the universe, but they're going rogue, to use Jeff's terminology, and trying to function in a realm outside the realm of any consideration of God. Should we be surprised that things are falling apart in our nation? No. The same thing would happen with a military operation. When you don't follow standard operating procedures, you don't go through the format Jeff laid out, you are destining an operation to abject failure. What we are doing by our rejection of the King, the Commander-in-Chief, the Lord God of the universe, we are literally setting a course for our nation that will end in destruction. So Sam, all of these things are critically important to understand. The Bible is full of military analogies and military terminology, so what Jeff has laid out is powerful beyond really our ability to express.
And Dave, adding to what you're saying, he also mentioned the concept of authority. You talked about Hillary Clinton. We brought that up in the application. He said going rogue means going out from under authority. We've talked about, and we talk with the American Pastors Network a lot, God is the authority. He's given it all to Jesus Christ, and he's given the institutions of self and the home and church and civil government. These are the authorities to which God has established to administer his rule. Now, we either can believe it and operate within it and be blessed, or we can reject it and say, go rogue, as Jeff said, and make ourselves God, make ourselves in charge, which is what the rejection of absolute truth has done, which is what postmodernism in America is all about. We've thrown God off. And as a nation and as people, we say we don't want to be under God's authority, and that will always bring disaster, either in a military perspective or in a real life perspective.
Well, Sam, it absolutely will. And again, as Jeff spoke about these five components, my mind was just racing. There's application all the way across the board. But we are where we are in the United States of America because we have, I'm going to echo the statement again, we've gone rogue and we've said we don't want God as our authority. Should we be surprised? The answer is no, we should not, that we're experiencing the difficulty that we're experiencing in our country today. We must come back to the standard operating procedures, which is found in the Word of God.
Well, folks, I hope that you've enjoyed the program today. We've had some great discussion. There is an answer and a way to approach all that's out and about us that is in the Bible, standard operating procedure. If you've not chosen to make the Bible your standard operating procedure, please do. I encourage you to stay. Come back with us tomorrow, folks, and join us again. Dave will be here on Standing in the Gap today. And for now, this is Sam Rohr. and Dave Kistler saying thank you for being with us. God bless you and have a great rest of the day.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler, brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. A quote from James Madison.